Welcome to the Brud Detection Hotline. You're being joined today by and Canadian lad,
also known as Rhythm.
Also known as Rhythm. I don't think we've ever said that. Like, oh, by the way, Jesse isn't here because we're doing this at 12 a.m. I told him if he wants to join, he joins. I don't think we ever like disclosed that your name is actually Rhythm.
Yeah, it was like Jesse would sometimes say like, "Hey, Rhythm, hey."
Yeah, I think we like in the last one specifically, we like said your name every now and then, but I don't think we ever like classified or clarified that your name is Rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trips up a lot of fucking people that my name's Rhythm.
When Jesse gave me your phone number, I added you as a contact, and I spelt your name like as Rhythm, and then you followed me on Instagram, and I'm like, oh shit, I spelt it wrong. I just freaking changed it. Continue. What were you gonna say?
It's spelt in the most fucking retarded way, bro.
Yeah, it's definitely not how you think you spell Rhythm.
Yeah. Blame that on my Indian heritage, bro. Rhythm isn't actually my name. It's part of my name.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a cool name. It's not like some Elon Musk shit where it's like...
Fucking attack chopper name, yeah.
Like X minus 12 fucking AI or something like that.
Fucking... Wasn't it like XAE on the AE's like one letter 12 hyphen fucking 17?
Something like that. And apparently in California, that's illegal because apparently you can't have numbers in your name. So they'd have to do like some rechange in that or something.
Oh, bro, one of my fucking friends just called.
Oh.
I'm just gonna message him busy.
In the middle of a podcast session.
Yeah, bro. I just messaged him doing a fucking podcast. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, just...
So how you been? How's your day been? I mean, we recorded the last podcast a couple days ago.
Oh, pain. That was pain.
That one was very funny. As annoying as it was very funny.
Yeah.
Like every 5 seconds, Jesse would interrupt and I'd be like, please let me fucking talk. And then, I talk and then blah. I talked about a lot of personal shit in that one.
We did. Yeah. That shit would like, was getting like, we had like these little like sentimental moments, bro. Then Jesse would come back and it was out the fucking window.
And Jesse would have a mental breakdown. Oh my God.
Dude, I had to play so many S&D matches with fucking Jesse, bro. It was my head was pounding.
Yeah, like literally like most of the stuff I talked about in the last episode, it would like for Jesse and Elliot and you, like out of every like you guys were the first people to know about like what I said there. Besides the person, like, I was talking to.
Damn.
Yeah. And now the podcast has, like, that episode has, like, 8 listens. So now 8 people know. Yeah.
Okay, fucking the highest listen count out of all the episodes, what is it?
The highest?
Yeah.
It's probably, like, 32.
Shit, which episode is that on?
I'm pretty sure it's the very first episode. It was back when it was just me and Jesse, and the podcast was called Heckheads. That's a funny story because like me, Jesse, and a couple other friends, we just rebooted, I guess, the podcast, and we posted our first episode in like March, and. We were like promoting it and everything like a new, this is kind of random, but new podcast episode. And I would check the analytics and I guess people like didn't see the name of the title. Cause like when I would see the analytics, all of a sudden the very first episode had like 32 like views all of a sudden. So instead of listening to the new episode, they listened to the first episode that like was came out 2 years ago.
Amazing.
And but yeah, like this roller coaster, I've definitely enjoyed it. It's definitely been a struggle to like try to posting weekly, because there's moments where like some people can't record, and then like we just want everyone to record. And then someone has to cancel, and then like I don't have any recording, so I can't post anything. And then yeah, like then I just have to be like, oh, podcast not this week, next week I guess.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest. I have fucking countless stories. So like,
I mean, go ahead. I mean, I don't really have anything to talk about.
Oh shit. Okay. I'll fucking talk about something I've been doing recently, actually. As a Canadian who has, you know, not really had the chance to experience gun life, I kind of grew up a gun nut, honestly. And I was so curious about, like, operating systems and guns and shit. So I actually just took the time to, like, really, like, get to know the different type of fucking operation systems and guns, such as blowback, direct gas impingement, short and long gas pistons, like shit like that. And bro, I'm gonna be honest, guns are like weirdly complex and simple at the same time. Like the direct fucking measurements can be pretty complex, but the overall idea of a gun is so fucking like brain numbingly simple.
Yeah. Over here, it's really weird. Like, overall, right now, America is, like, in the weirdest fucking place. Dude, oh my god. You have no fucking idea. I mean, I don't want to get political and shit, but this really doesn't have to do, like, with politics much. Our president, Mr. Donald Trump.
Mr. Donald.
He basically said that he's not going to, like, push on the, like, mandatory to wear a mask thing.
Wait, he did?
No, he said he doesn't want to, like, or he said he's not going to do it. He's like, he said, I don't believe in that stuff. I'm like, bruh, our whole country's just going down to fucking shit, man.
Oh, I love that. So fucking... Didn't, like, your guys' coronavirus cases just fucking explode because of the...
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, listen, like, not every white person, like, is stupid, but white people are stupid. Like, seriously, dude. Like, even like... Because, obviously, this is, like, the second wave of corona, right?
Yeah.
In the first wave... Like, in the middle of its prime, where, like, it's already gotten in America and it's spreading all over the place, there was, like, somewhere... Oh, shit. There was, like, somewhere in Florida. It's basically, like a fucking water park. And there was, like, hundreds, like, probably even 200 people in, like, an enclosed area of water. Like, no, not wearing any mask, nothing. They were just, like, vibing in the middle of a fucking plague.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. Nobody's really respecting social distancing in Canada right now because, like, our coronavirus cases are so fucking low.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, I feel like most countries, like, got it under control, right? And over here in America, we're saying, no, it's the 5G networks. It's the fucking science. It's the oxygen. It's like they're just ignoring like the actual facts and making up their own reality just so they don't have to wear a stupid mask. It's so dumb.
You want to know the dumbest shit I see, bro?
What?
I fucking find it hilarious when I see an American or some shit online, bro, and I see them wearing a mask, or I see like a video of an American, and, like, they're walking around, right? And I just see someone wearing a mask and it's not covering their nose. Like, the fucking purpose of that mask is to cover your airways. And you don't let it cover your nose because it's harder to breathe through. That's, like, the point.
It's like finishing assignment, but, like, not turning it in.
Exactly.
It's really difficult. Like, it's getting to the point where, like, man, I just want to go to somewhere not here.
Man, just go to Canada. We're just kind of a bit better.
Dead ass. Like, it's not like no one knows of Canada. Like, everyone knows of Canada. But, like, what happens in Canada? Like, I don't see in the news, like, oh, breaking news. Blah, blah, like, fucking earthquake in Canada. Like I don't see that. It seems like nothing happens in Canada. I'm like, damn, it must be peaceful over there.
Actually, fucking, like, over where I live, we have not gotten an earthquake in, like, a couple of decades. Scientists are just kind of like, okay, well, one has to fucking hit because probability. Mm-hmm. So, like, when the fuck is this going to hit? Because, like, we literally don't know if one's going to come or not anymore.
Yeah.
Mother Nature's forgotten about us.
Yeah, like, definitely seems more peaceful. Like, especially where I live, like, where me and Jesse live, we basically live in the desert. And I've lived not in this town, but, like, I've lived in this area for, like, my whole life. And it's always desert. And, like, I've always been a fan of, like, forest and, like, snow and shit. And, like, just Canada seems like such a good option to be.
But, you know, some there is some shit here in Canada. I think there was, like, this anti-racism rally over here in D.C., in my province.
Mm-hmm.
And a dude from Alberta, okay, so just, you know, B.C., like, the province I live in, is just really fucking mountainy, and it's really, like, densely populated, right? Like, it's like your good old urban fucking mountain area.
Okay.
And Alberta is a province right next to us, and those mountains just stop existing. They just don't exist there. It's literally just grass fields and shit. It's like wheat, barley everywhere. Like, it is literally the fucking prairies. It's the Wild West out there, right, in Alberta. And at one of these anti-racism rallies here in my province, a guy from Alberta went to one of those rallies with a Confederate flag. Fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
I read that today.
Damn. Yeah, like over the past, like, 20 years or some shit, like, I have no problem with, like, guns or anything, but I feel, because, like, in America, it's definitely way worse. Like a few months back before this whole quarantine shit, I definitely, like, not conspiracies, but, like, fucking, I don't know if you've heard this in Canada, but, like, in 2017... in Las Vegas, there was a little festival, I guess, and from a hotel, like, a guy started shooting down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I started getting into that shit, and, like, it just really fucking sucks.
You should not say you're getting into that. You should.
No, I don't mean it like fucking that. Jeez. Oh, I mean, like. Not like fucking like, oh, I'm getting into fucking, oh, guns. I want to do this. Like, not God, that. Man, I just want
to fire at a fucking unarmed crowd of civilians, bro.
Like, I mean it as in, like, I don't know how to fucking word it now. Like, it got my attention. And so, like, I watched videos about it. And, like, it's just very terrifying.
Sounds so much like a fucking school shooter.
God damn. No, I'm not. I'm not a quiet kid, I swear.
I swear to God, it's gonna be like an online meeting, like, fucking next school year, bro. You're gonna have the fucking gun, like, right in your lap.
No,
just.
Nah, man, if you say. No, bro, people from my school hear this. Bro, no. I don't want them to tell teachers shit. I don't do any of that. I it's a whole meme, like, oh, the quiet kid is going to do something to the school. I'm not a quiet kid. I'm awkward, but I'm not a quiet kid.
Oh, bro, Knoxville is the awkward kids that do shit.
Nah. If you're awkward and quiet, because then that's just a bad combo.
God, talking of awkward, bro. Fucking band kids.
Oh, bro. Dude, even before that whole thing was a meme, they just act a certain way.
They do, bro, and all the memes nail it. They all fucking nail it.
They really do, bro.
Bro, nah, I'm gonna be honest. I was a weird hybrid kid, growing up.
Yeah. Dude, when I moved here, and I met Jesse and shit, I every day I would just fucking laugh. Every day. And it's so weird because, in elementary school, I was, such an innocent little kid. And when I moved here, because I moved here when I was going into sixth grade. And I technically, if I never moved, I would have been in middle school by then. But over here, the whole school district thing is, so much different. So, sixth grade is technically still elementary. And holy shit. I learned so much. My innocence just fucking gone like that, as if Thanos snapped.
Real shit. When did you start jacking off as a kid, bro?
Oh, bro, you know, certain people, if they listen to this, is gonna really weird them out. Dude, wanna know what's funny? I first did it from a Mr. Beast video. Listen till I tell you this, bro.
Nah, leave it there.
Yeah,
leave it
there. No context at all. No, so basically, Mr. Beast, this was old Mr. Beast, not fucking recent Mr. Beast, where it's, oh my god, I just gave $100,000 to this homeless person, blah, blah, that shit. This was when he was counting to 1 million or something in a whole video. Basically, what he did this video where there's this thing on Google where you can turn it on and it tells you how much monthly searches it gets. And there was this one part of the video where he would compare it with another website. So he did Pornhub and X Videos, and I'm pretty sure X Videos got the most monthly searches.
No way.
I don't know. This was back in 2016 or something. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I look it up. I'm like,
how old were you? How old were you?
2016. What year? What fucking? What age would I be? I'm 15 now. Fucking, probably either 11 or 12.
That's around the same age I started as well.
Yeah. I don't want to get into detail because I know people, and I don't know if they'll listen to this shit, but, it was just a weird thing.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, the first girl I jacked it to, as an 11-year-old / 12-year-old, that has honestly completely defined my taste in women.
It's weird, because, I'm not gonna, get into the whole jacking off story, but... I wouldn't say I'm not a fan of porn. Dude, I'm fucking 15 and I'm talking about this. I don't know if we could get taken down for this or something. But
I'm trying to get a job soon. They're gonna find this shit and I'm
sorry. Dude. If I work at Del Taco, my manager's gonna be like, yo, what's this? I'm like, What is that? Oh, look, it's a podcast. Sounds very interesting. You should rate it 5 stars on iTunes or some shit. I don't know. But
on Spotify.
Yeah. But fucking I don't know, just sometimes porn is just way too I don't know how to say it because it's porn. It's not gonna be
just a little bit too over the top.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
That's why you gotta stick to that amateur cuddle fuck shit, bro.
I don't, if I'm gonna, jerk off and I look at porn, I don't want to see like the camera pointing down and it's just some guy's dick. Like, I don't want to see dick.
Oh, God. Do you want to know what I fucking hate, bro?
What?
I'm going to move around a little bit here. I hate when they're doing like doggy or some shit, right? And then they go like in front of the girl and they bring the camera underneath her and then you see like the dude's ball sack just like swinging back
God and forth. Damn, dude.
Every man has had to fucking see that on Pornhub at least once or twice. It's like, it does not get better at all.
Yeah. Quick subject switch.
What are your hobbies?
The only thing I do is this podcast, and every now and then I post on my Instagram photography pictures.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I still take pictures. Just like, I'm too lazy to edit them and make them look good. Like, I just haven't posted anything in a fucking while.
Yeah, I haven't posted anything since probably like June or something. But like, it's not that like it's demotivating, but it's like sometimes like when I take pictures, I'm like, damn, like because I don't really go to many places. It's if I'm taking a picture, it's either when like I'm going to visit family or I'm at home. And so, like, every time there's, like, a sunset, I take a picture of it. Like, if I think it's a good sunset, I'll take a picture of it. And then I'm like, damn, I've already posted, like, 25 of these fucking sunsets in the same fucking area. It just looks different because of the colors, I guess. And so, like, I haven't gone to many places recently, so, like, I don't really have much to post. I might have, like, one or two things to post.
I'm gonna send you a dick pic, bro. Here you go.
Nah.
Pretty hot.
Nah, I'm good,
bro. Nah, bro, it's already sent. Nah, you're gonna wanna look at this one.
Nah. Nah.
Nah, check your iMessage, dog. Check your iMessage, dog, please.
Nah, that's not a dick pic. I could see it. You've been fooled. You try to bamboozle me. If you're gonna send a picture, like, over message, it shows, like, a tiny little image of it.
Nice try. if that was the picture I took out on my fucking wall.
Oh yeah, this is why I think Canada is like one of the best places. Or like, I just really like green and foresty areas. Because like, over here, going on a walk, it's just sand. This weird type of bush that has like white fuzzy balls on them.
Bro, I've fucking seen that. Jesse's showed me that. What the fuck are those?
I don't know, dude. And they're everywhere. They are everywhere. Like, I don't even know, like, how the fuck they grow. They're just everywhere. Like, you could see 100 of them in, like, 5 minutes. It's weird.
Like, what the fuck do those plants feed off of? Like,
I don't know, dude. And it, like,
do they not eat water?
Well, maybe because, like, so, like, they adapt to it and shit. But dude, where me and Jet,
It's fucking weird in my eyes. I don't know why. Yeah, just keep.
Yeah, going. Like where me and Jesse live, it's really weird, cause like one of the main reasons I moved here was because some lady like told us that like, oh, every time it snows here, it's like 12 inches of snow or something, and we're like, oh, that's cool. That's probably, like, rookie numbers for you in Canada or something. But, like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I haven't seen snow in, like, 12 years of my life. And, like, we stay here. Like, we move here. 4 years go by, nothing. No snow whatsoever. All of a sudden, in February, snow. Like, all of a sudden. And I'm like, bro, what's this? How did what happened? I just went to sleep, wake up, it's snow. And then, like, it's summer for, like, the rest of the year. And then, I'm, like, I'm pretty sure it snowed twice, if not this year or late last year. That's a cool picture. That's not a dick pic, though.
Yeah, I know. Those are just three pictures I've taken on the fucking walk.
Yeah.
The fire was a handiwork of me.
Yeah. Like over here, it's just very boring.
And I'll be honest, it's fucking, it's just chaotic where I live, man.
I feel like Canada is just America, except with not as many weapons.
Pretty much. Okay, this is why Canada is, like, a little bit fucking crazy and hectic. And this is the reason you don't hear much shit about Canada, is because, the reasons our provinces are really fucking big is because whatever the fuck happens in that province stays in that fucking province. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, we have these northern provinces called territories. We call them territories because there's not really any people living there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's literally so few fucking people living up there, dog. It's like, we can't even really call it, like, an inhabited place.
Just cavemen.
Honestly, bro. It's just fucking... It's snow, wolves, and bears up there.
Damn.
Like, that fucking is up there.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have a couple of relatives that live up there, bro. They fucking... One of my relatives up there, he carries, like, this fucking PCC up there, bro. A pistol caliber carbine.
Uh-huh.
And he carries it in his truck. It's like a High Point 995 TS or some shit. Something like that.
If I knew about guns, bro, I'd continue this conversation.
Oh, okay, listen. If you need to know anything about guns, High Points are general fucking ass when it comes to pistols. But they're pistol caliber carbine, though, bro. That High Point fucking 995... Honestly, not that fucking bad. It's nice, cheap, entry level. You can customize the fuck out of it. It's actually pretty good.
I like how this is all coming from a Canadian.
Honestly, yeah.
Dude,
I was born with like a fucking craving for guns.
The most American Canadian.
I've had so many people say that to me.
So I got some few would you rathers.
Oh hell yeah. Fucking love that. I love would you rathers.
Okay, bro. We'll start it off like simple and then like, cause I have like a whole fucking list. So would you rather be blind or deaf?
Ooh. Okay, now are these permanent?
Yes.
Like, no way of fixing these.
No way. Left. Even if there was a cure, you can't.
Oh, that's fucking... okay, yeah, no, I'm going to have to go with being deaf then.
Yeah. Yeah, me and someone were talking about this. Specifically someone I talked about last podcast. Because me and her like to have late night calls. Dude, for the past, like, 5 days or some shit, that's the only thing we've been doing is just having late night calls. Yesterday, or no, today, we fell asleep at like 5:30 in the morning.
God damn.
It's cool. But yeah, like, I brought up like the argument like, oh, but what about late night calls? And she basically said like, oh, or either sign language or just write backwards. Which, I mean, I'm used to it. I'm used to writing backwards. Not sign language, though. Don't want to get shot. I'm a funny man. Okay.
Actually caught me off.
Next one. Would you rather,
bro,
have all songs exist but only performed by Pitbull? Do you know who Pitbull is? Mr. Yeah. Worldwide? Yeah. Or only one Pitbull song, only one, but it's performed by every other artist in their own different way.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker. Oh. What happens if Pitbull dies?
And still, oh, well, then there's no music.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, well, fuck. Okay. Everything's just died on me now.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just kind of just says no longer in the podcast, but that's fine.
I would choose the every artist one.
Fuck, I've never really listened to any of Pitbull's songs, so I don't know how the fuck he sings.
Oh, dude. It's fucking like... He basically says, Mr. Worldwide, and then, like, fucking dips. That's pretty much it.
Bro, I'm gonna have to say Pitbull with every song ever.
Every song? Oh, no.
Dude, no, let it go, though. Let it go.
Yeah, but, like, imagine you have your, like your vibey playlist, like it's just vibes, then it's just gonna be Mr. Worldwide fucking singing every song.
Bro, that's an even harder vibe. And I don't know what you mean.
Imagine if it's like fucking Oprah or something, or opera, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Bro, my sad playlist, I'd be fucking happy by the end of
it. Oh, dude, I would never listen to music again. okay, next one. Would you rather piss out a golf ball or shit out a watermelon? I'm gotta go with shit out a watermelon.
Okay, now, is the watermelon whole?
It's a whole watermelon.
Now, are we talking about modern watermelons or, like, old fucking, like, fucking Babylonian, like, watermelons?
It's a good-sized regular green watermelon.
I'm a bit of a masochist, bro. I'll have to piss out the golf ball.
Dude, that's gonna fucking hurt.
The watermelon, though, bro.
Yeah, but, okay, see, the thing is, like when you're taking a shit, like, and you've been holding it in for so long, and once you take it, you, like, have so much relief, you're like, oh, this feels so much better. Like, if you're pissing out a golf ball, that's going to feel like a kidney stone or something. And it's going to hurt a lot. Like, there's going to be a lot of pain.
Bro, I'm a bit of a masochist, not going to lie. You want to know how much of a masochist I am, bro? I like it when girls use teeth, bro.
Okay. Okay, moving on.
I just that light grazing, bro. Just
cool.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
I'm not gonna get that job at McDonald's, bro. I'm not gonna get that fucking job. I'm gonna get pulled up, I swear to God.
Okay, here's this one. Would you rather be surrounded by people who complain or people who brag for 6 months? That's for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, motherfucker. Oh. Honestly, I'd go for people who brag.
Yeah, same.
Dude, no, because you just have a random person brag. Oh, no, yeah, I can fix anything after tuning a fucking screw on something. And you just completely dismantle their will to live.
Yeah. Because, I feel like with bragging, I never really thought of it like how you explained it. I always thought of it like as if like they're just gonna flex, like, oh, look at my Supreme shirt that you don't afford, you can't afford or something. Like, that's how I thought about it. But that makes sense. Like, just like, oh, I could fix that, or oh yeah, I can run faster than you, or something like that. That makes more sense. But like, if it's complaining, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
All right, let's see you outrun this 9mm boy. Come on.
Yeah, complain, like, if someone needs to complain to me, I'm fine with it. Like, but if that's just everyone who's complaining, I'm gonna be like, damn, this is really gonna suck.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Would you rather have a cat with a human face or a dog with human hands for a pet.
Bro, dog with human hands. Yep. I could train him how to shoot.
Dude. just like a dog. Dude, could you, like, it's already, like, scary when, an angry dog is chasing you. Could you imagine if it had hands? Could you imagine if it fucking just, oh, wait, no, it'd be, like, all hands.
He stands up on his back hand. He's holding a knife.
Oh, dude. But, yeah, like, just a cat, like, with a human face, just imagining it looks weird as fuck.
Yeah, because they have such small fucking heads and they're so, like, domed. It's like,
yeah, and then could you imagine it, like, licking itself? Like, that's gonna be a human face licking a cat.
Okay, because here's the most fucked up part about cats. They have big ass eyes, bro. Like, they, like, never blink.
Oh.
Just imagine, like, a cat with a human face, like an adult human face, like some stubble or some shit, just staring at you, not blinking, meowing.
That'd be, like, the best staring contest.
Yeah, it would be nightmare fuel. I'd be gone. I'd sell that motherfucker.
Okay. Would you rather fight 200 third graders or fight a bear with shark for hands? Like, shark heads for hands.
Ah. 200 third graders.
Yeah.
Now, do I get a weapon?
No. With the bear, you do. Like, a pocket knife or something.
Motherfucker, you can't even beat a bear with a pocket
no, knife. No, okay, you know what? The only thing you get is your bear spray. That's it. But, okay, even... Okay, listen. Okay, here. We'll make some clarifications. You can have the bear spray, and you can run away from the bear, but it will always follow you.
Then how the fuck do you beat it?
Figure it out. You gotta figure it out.
You can't beat a bear.
I don't know. Dude, you could probably beat a bear. You could, like, probably, like, bear spray it, and it'll be, like, confused. Climb up on a tree, and once the bear spray wears off, he'll be like, yo, where'd he go? And then, like, just jump on his fucking head and, like, fucking choke him or something. Or, like, grab him in a chokehold or something.
Motherfucker, do you know how many, like, like, these motherfuckers, when they swat shit playfully, they hit with, like, 1,000 pounds of force in their casual swats, bro. Like, imagine if humans, when we go to swat a fly, we just throw out 1,000 pounds of force as a fucking flick. That's what bears do, bro. I'm jumping on one of those motherfuckers.
Well, plus they have shark for hands, too.
Yeah. That's, like, there's too many fucking variables I'm not dealing with.
But, like, but 200 third graders.
How old are third graders again? They're eight.
Like, eight-ish. And it's not like you're, like, fighting one at a time. Like, you're fighting them all at the exact same time.
Okay.
Like, they're...
But, like, I'm just saying, when one fucking little eight-year-old sees me cave in little Timmy's skull with my boot, he's not going to fight anymore. He's going to be sitting there traumatized. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to gouge out some fucking eyes. Like,
oh my, like, God.
Motherfucker, survival of the fittest. I'm fighting mentally and physically, all right? I'm going to be doing the most demoralizing attacks I can. I'm going to be gouging eyeballs, snapping off fingers, fucking breaking knees, like... I'm going the whole 10 miles, all right?
This is the most brutal Canadian I've ever met.
Motherfucker, we know how to survive up here.
Okay, no. Okay, how about, like... Okay, you can't traumatize them. Like, they want you dead. How about that? At the exact same time.
Have you seen someone's eyes get gouged out, motherfucker? Doesn't matter how hardened you are. That shit,
dude.
You stand for a few seconds.
You never know, bro. Eight-year-olds might be like, damn, I want your eyes now, motherfucker, and then just start beating you up.
I just got a tippy toe. They can't reach me easy.
Dude, it's 200, though. Like, they can swarm. They could fucking do, like, some ladder shit. They could climb on you. They could fucking swarm on you. They'll have you pinned to the ground, and you wouldn't be able to do anything because it's 200 of them. Okay.
Are we, like, fighting in, like, a coliseum? Like...
Yeah, basically. It's a gladiator war.
I thought I'd have like the fucking like I thought like I'd be fighting them now, like here, you know what I mean? I'd have like my hallways and shit to like narrow them down, so I'd be fighting like,
one. Just fucking like left and right hook them as they each come in.
Like honestly. Pick up the fucking lamp, smash in some skulls, you know?
No, you'll be in a gladiator arena or something like that, and they all like come at you from different directions.
Oh, fuck, man. That's like...
And they're 8-year-olds, dude. 8-year-olds. Fuck. 8-year-olds can be sometimes brutal.
Okay, if it's like normal 8-year-olds, like maybe a little bit demented, I'd take them on, because, you know, I could just traumatize them, you know what I mean? Like,
no, they're they can't be scared away.
I was trying to say that word earlier.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, how the fuck do you say it? But no, you can't scare them away. You can't, like, be like, oh, you hit me, you don't get ice cream or something. Like, no, they want you dead.
Ah, yeah, no, that's, like, literally unbeatable. Okay, what about... Okay, so the bear. Where are we fighting that bitch at?
Middle of a forest.
Yeah, no, the better bet is gonna
be. But you have bear spray.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the bear then.
Yeah, see? See? Okay, here's this one. This one's definitely kind of weird. Would you rather? Or this isn't really a would you rather. There's like a more of like a question, okay? So,
all right.
You can get $1 billion. We'll say $1 billion. But for the rest of your life, there will be a snail, like that will always like find you, and if it touches you, you die. And there's no way of killing the snail.
Yeah, no, easy. Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
Dude, you're gonna, like, be living in, like, you're just gonna be terrified that, like, of course it's a snail, but it will always end up getting to you.
How? Magic? Teleportation?
No, like, okay, let's say you're in Canada right now. You take a plane to fucking Australia. That snail will follow, like, end up, like just follow you at, like, however long it takes until it gets to you.
Can snails swim?
I don't know. Maybe coincidence, and, like, there's a fucking paper boat or something, or just a yacht that's on the way to Australia, and so it just catches a ride.
Power of coincidence always keeps him going somewhere near.
Yeah.
Right, but I'd like to see him coincidence his way out of a fucking 8-inch by 8-inch plexiglass box.
No, it will it will somehow get to you.
What the fuck?
This snail will somehow get to you, and if it touches you, you die instantly.
Okay, easy. I'm a fucking billionaire. I go to Australia, right? I get a nice ass. No, Australia, that place is the fucking hellhole. Fuck that. I'd go to fucking like Wyoming or Minnesota, bro.
Dude, those don't exist, bro. Wyoming doesn't exist.
That's why I'm going there. There's no one down there. But I'd fucking. No, Ireland. I'd go to Ireland.
Ireland?
And. Yeah. Like, I just gotta find it beautiful up there. I'd go to Ireland, right? And I'd hire like a private fucking like contract security team, right? Get that shit set up, and whenever they detect the snail coming, bro, right? I have those motherfuckers catch the snail, put them in like a locked fucking like steel fucking box, right? Like massive ass padlock on it, you know, like the whole 100 miles, and then you know, since I'm a billionaire. You know, rent a couple of fucking contractors, bring an excavator in, make like a fucking, like a very deep fucking hole, toss the box in, fill it in, that snail isn't getting out no matter what coincidence.
Okay, let's say this snail has magic. It will get out. Okay, here. How about you can't do any of that? Like the snail will always like be following you. Like if you're sleeping, like let's say it takes a snail a year to get to you. Like let's say you go to Wyoming or something and that snail takes a year to get to you. Like you could be sleeping and like forget about the snail. And so, like, while you're sleeping, that snail will crawl up the bed or something and, like, touch you and you die. So
it's annoying so much, I swear to God.
This snail is really fucking, like...
Fine, I'm not taking the fucking deal.
I mean, I would take the money. Fuck yeah, bro.
Bro, fucking, like, what, you're just gonna, like, move every 6 months or somewhere else?
Hell yeah. No, I don't know what I would do since I'm a billionaire. Obviously rich people have like more futuristic technology. So like maybe fucking Kanye is able to clone himself because he's rich, right?
Well, a snail is gonna kill your fucking clone.
No. This is what I'll do. Since I'm rich, Elon Musk, he's setting up like this whole fucking Neuralink shit. I'll fucking do that. He'll take my whole consciousness, put it onto a fucking micro like chip or something, and I'll let the snail touch me. And when Elon Musk gets the news that I'm dead, he'll put me in a robot, and boom, I exist.
Yep, that robot is you, and that snail's gonna touch that robot, and you're gonna fucking, like, short circuit, bro.
Nah, because that snail is out to get you, right? And once it gets you, you die. So, once I die, I'll just fucking become a robot, and that snail won't be able to get me, because he already accomplished his mission.
No, because his goal is to kill you, and if you come back, he needs to kill you again,
man. Well, no, he killed me. He didn't kill the robot. Okay.
If you hire a fucking hitman to go kill someone and they put a bullet through the dude's, like, upper chest or some shit, dude's, like, on the ground, not moving, right? And then the bitch somehow gets saved by the grace of God. Fucking hitman ain't getting paid because he didn't kill the fucker.
Well, I mean, it technically, like, wouldn't be me, though. Because, like, I'm me, and then I'd be a robot.
Yeah, you're robot you, meaning you're still you.
Nah, man, that's not how it works.
That is how it works.
I make the rules.
Oh, fuck that.
That's something good to talk about. What do you think defines you? Do you think your body defines you or your consciousness defines you?
Consciousness, 100%.
That's fucked.
Because if you think about it in the most logical fucking way, bro, like, people, when they think about themselves, they always view how they look and shit. Like, bro, we are a ugly pink fucking slab of meat up in a skull that's just driving around a fleshy fucking car.
Pretty much.
Like, bro, I am the fucking nervous system inside of this body, pretty much, like... If my consciousness goes somewhere else, bro, that consciousness is me. So I'm fucking zooming, bro.
Okay, then, like, what if... Okay, like, let's say you're able to put your consciousness in a fucking robot, right? You put your consciousness in, like, 20 robots. Now, which one of those robots is you?
All of them.
But there can only be one.
Fucking who said that?
Okay, let's get on to a fucking would you rather, alright?
Alright.
Penis-sized nipple or nipple-sized penis?
Okay, now is it like my sized penis nipples?
Yes.
Fuck. Oh, dude, that's... Okay, erect or soft?
Huh?
Erect or soft?
They'll work like a penis.
Oh my god. Yeah,
so like if you get fucking hard or some shit, you gotta have some fucking sticks pointing out of your fucking chest.
Bro, with a nipple sized penis, you couldn't fuck anybody.
I mean, you could. Oh wait, no, you couldn't.
There's literally is not enough length to stick it in even. Ah, fuck, bro. But like, with dick size nipples though, no girl would want to fuck me.
Yeah.
I could just be one of those guys who keeps his shirt on during sex and like only hits it from the back.
But then again, your shirt is gonna have some sticks pointing out of it.
Bro, I'll get like some like nah, you know what I do.
What?
I'd wear like a super super tight fucking undershirt made out of like some special woven fibers, bro. Just like just keeps that shit down like underwear keeps your dick down.
I don't know.
Outsmart the system.
Huh? What?
Outsmarting the system here.
That sounds like a good idea. So like, that might be the best way to go. Cause like, no guy wants to have a tiny penis.
Yeah.
It's so, like, it's either have a tiny penis, or basically have the most skinniest tits.
Bro, you want something?
Huh?
I forgot which country did this, but it was during a war. But like this fucking country ended up dropping condoms on the enemy, right? And they were labeled like fucking like a medium, right? Like so like it looked like the average fucking penis size condom, like for like average fucking. I think the Americans did this. It was like the Americans or the fucking Germans, one of the two. It was the Americans, British, or the Germans, like one of the three. Maybe the Russians. I don't know. It was like one of the bigger fucking, you know, one of the bigger powers. It wasn't the Germans. It was either the Russians, Americans, or the British, right? And basically what the fucking country did is they dropped like a payload of fucking condoms on the enemy. And it was like fucking like it, so you look at it and you're like, oh, average male penis length, cool. And inside was actually extra large condoms. And so it was a demoralization attack on the enemy to make them think they had smaller dicks than their enemy.
Oh.
And no, this is a real fucking thing. I swear to God, I read up on this. And I don't, who knows if it actually worked to demoralize the enemy, but like, just imagine just shooting at the enemy and just thinking, God, he just has a massive schlong.
He's like, they're like running at each other, pointing guns, like, damn it, he has such a big dick.
Just how much do you think that would actually fucking work to demoralize someone?
I would think that like it would demoralize them if they sent like small, like extra small condoms, and but like they labeled them, here you go, have a good time or something, and they open it, and it's a small condom. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't have a tiny dick, like something like that.
God, I love warfare. Like, nah, that sounded weird, but I love old tactics used in warfare. There's a lot of dumb shit that people used to do that worked.
Like, if you think about it, if you get like. If you get given an extra large condom or something, you'd be like, "Oh wow, you're giving me a compliment. Thanks." Like I wouldn't see it as demoralizing. I would see it more as like, "Damn, okay, thank you. I have a big penis. Now I'm gonna shoot you with this AK-47."
I'm just remembering all the old tactics. Fucking, do you know the Battle of Vimy Ridge?
No.
Actually, you want to know something about Canadians?
Sure.
This is something about Canadians. I don't know if people know, but Now, during World War One, we actually served underneath the crown, and our help in World War One kind of solidified us as our own country, and that helped with us gaining our independence. Because unlike being, like, Americans and, like, rebelling for our freedom, we just kind of sat around and asked for it, and we got it. Like, I'm gonna be honest, y'all, like, honestly just should have asked for it, you know, so just fighting,
probably. Okay. Dude, we just got a boat full of tea, and we're like, nah, bro, fuck this tea, and just dumped it in the ocean.
Fuck. Actually, do you want to know why the British were so pissed about what? That? Is because in those things were tea bricks.
Fucker.
Which was, it's like literal hardened bricks of fucking tea leaves. Right? And they were really, really fucking hard to make. It was like one shaving of that shit could make you a cup of tea.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like some really potent shit, and y'all tossed crate upon crate upon crate in the ocean. Like, that shit was dead ass would be worth, like, a couple, like, I read something like a couple of million dollars or a couple tens of millions of dollars of just pure tea. So, yeah, that was the reason the fucking Brits got so pissed.
Man, I'm starting to think Americans are stupid.
Now, y'all fucking knew what was in there. You're like, ah, oh, fuck you.
It's like, oh, this is expensive? Nah, fuck that. Give us independence.
Y'all honestly could have ransomed the tea for independence.
Dude, I don't know why, like, we threw it away. I don't know what, like, we could have just stolen it or something. And then, like, made bank out of it. And then, like, buy weapons and shit. And then fucking win, even though we still won.
Oh, yeah. The Canadians were actually very fucking brutal during World War One, which is not something a lot of people know. There was a... Because every country would take prisoners. Canada took, like, none. There was actually this quote among Canadian soldiers that they would jokingly say to each other, but, like, they really fucking meant it because it reflected in how they fought. It was... Remember, don't take any prisoners because they'll just end up wasting our rations. They'd say it before a fucking trench assault, bro. Oh, yeah. Trench raids started to really slow down because countries didn't like losing so many men on them. But Canada was one of the very last countries to continue using trench raids. Like, we were fucking... Fun fact, there are the things called can bombs that troops would make. It was where after you finished using a can of food, you would turn it into a little fucking IED pipe bomb, pretty much.
The fuck?
Yeah, Canadians loved making pipe bombs, bro. Or can bombs. It was super common for fucking Canadians just to hurl those motherfuckers into German trenches. Like, before they hopped in. And the thing about it is they'd put in, like, rusty nails into the fucking thing. And so it'd explode and send, like, pieces of shrapnel of the can and, like, rusty fucking nails into the Germans. That is a massive war crime, by the way. Like, a fucking massive one. Like, that shit is, like, so heavily against the Geneva Convention, like... The Canadians honestly committed a lot of war crimes during World War One. Also, fun fact, the Canadians used a lot of gas during gas attacks.
Huh.
Yeah, a lot of people think just the Germans used gas. The Canadians used a lot of it, too.
Like, during this whole, like, thing, like, in my head, I've just been thinking of, like, the normal stereotype going, like, fucking Canadian throwing a fucking bomb going, sorry mate, and they fucking throwing it.
Like, sorry fucker.
Like, sorry, yeah. And just fucking throw it across the fucking field, and then it explodes and kills like 10 people.
there was this the Christmas truce, right, of World War One?
Sort of.
Yeah, it was an unofficial truce between like the French, the British, and the Germans, right? They stopped firing on each other, and some trenches actually partied together during the Christmas season. And there was this one story of how the Germans hopped out of their trenches after hearing how there was an unofficial truce. They were a bit careful, but the Canadians were up on their firing pedestals, instruments and shit, and they were gesturing over to the Germans like they were raising up like cans of food and shit. And so the Germans stepped out of their trench and they started crossing no man's land with instruments and presents and stuff and lights and candles. And yeah, the Canadians set down their instruments and then picked up their rifles and fired on the Germans who were unarmed.
Jesus Christ.
It was like the Canadians went through a fucking massacre during the Christmas season. Because they were firing on Germans when the Germans were unarmed. The Canadians just fired on them. Oh
my God. Man, my whole like thought about Canadians is completely wrong.
Yeah, we'd shoot wounded people that could no longer fucking fight.
Jesus. Oh my God.
No, like, I'm dead ass. During World War One, it was just the Canadians had just committed so many fucking war crimes.
is that stereotype like a real thing about like, oh, Canadians always say sorry or something?
Actually, no. I mean, like, I don't know, like, compared to Americans, but yeah, like, fucking, like, you hold open the door for somebody naturally, like, you know. It's like, I don't know, it's like, we just kind of have, like, those basic mannerisms implemented into us. Like, oh, hold the door open for somebody. Oh, help the old woman crossing the street. Say sorry, thank you, say you're welcome. Shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's sort of like that over here. It's either you open the door for a lady walking by, and, like, then she'll be like, oh, I could do that. I'm a strong, independent woman. And then be like, okay, I'm just trying to help. And then you're just walking, you see an old lady walking the street and you decide to help. And then she'll be like, ah, don't touch me. You might have coronavirus or something.
Fucking love the accent. I'm probably going to hop on Modern Warfare.
I might have to get on a call or something. I don't know.
Oh, going to call a girl again.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, no simp, but you know what I mean.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. It annoys me how if you just talk to a girl, everyone calls you a fucking simp.
No one's called me a simp, mostly because no one knows. But ever since I did the podcast, now multiple people know. But no, no one's like called me about it or anything.
Dude, fucking last night it was like our boy Manpreet was like, you know, a little bit of a simp. Like I was just teasing him about it. But Jesse was, we brought up a girl's name, bro, and he's like, are you being a fucking simp? he's so quick to attack the moment you try talking to a fucking
girl. Yeah, no, I think what classifies you as a simp is when, like, you're willing to give up anything when it's not your girlfriend or something like that.
Absolutely, yeah, like, the technical definition of a simp is trying your absolute hardest to be the nicest you can just to get like a titty reveal.
Yeah, bro. And then especially like when, like, deep in your mind you know that she's talking to someone else.
Yeah. that right there is a fucking
yeah,
simp.
That's a simp. Like, talking to a girl is fine. Dude, okay. I'm not gonna include this in the podcast, but okay, so there was this girl, like, this literally just happened, by the way. There's this app where, like, it's basically like Tinder, I guess.
YOLO.
No, it's called fucking what's called Yubo or something. Yubo. Yeah, it's basically like Tinder, and you can basically talk to people and shit. And this girl adds me or something. Oh no, I was going live on it because, like, you can, like, stream, I guess. I was going live on it, and she FaceTimes, right? She wants to FaceTime. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll FaceTime. Huh, what? What was that?
What? I don't think. Oh,
I FaceTime her, and literally, like, not even 5 minutes, like, she's talking, and I was texting the girl that I'm about to have a call with, and she goes, oh, wow, if, like, why would you call me if you're going to be talking to her. I'm like, because she's important. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay, bye. And so she fucking hangs up on me. I'm like, am I even going to be able to explain myself? And she's like, how are you going to talk to someone when you're talking to someone else? And I'm like, first of all, how are you going to assume that I like you? Or how are you going to assume that we're going to be even friends? Dude, I don't, like, if, like, it really, like, I guess it, like, fucked me up because she went, you're just a dick, and then hangs up. I'm like, I'm not a dick. And, like, she fucking blocks me and shit, and I'm, like, over here sitting, I'm like, I'm not a dick. I swear I'm not a dick. And, like, I just fucking start arguing, like, as if I was arguing with her. I'm like, how are you going to assume that I'm even going to be friends with you? I can talk to whoever I want.
I hate girls like that. Bro, you won't fucking, like, honestly, like, I'm a bit of a tryhard when it comes to getting girls because, like, I like just fucking, like, knowing that a girl likes me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a bit of a douchebag, I know I am, but, like, I don't know. Not that I like girls like me that way, it's like, friend-wise, bro, tryhard. I'm a fucking tryhard. I just want friends, bro. I want someone to love me.
Yeah, with this girl I'm talking to, I dated her in 7th grade. And then, like, we broke up, and me being fucking childish, I decided to start drama. And then 7th grade ends, and then summer rolls around. Me and her start talking again, and I don't know why or how, but I just basically say I can't talk to you anymore. And recently, like, I start talking to her again.
Amazing. Outstanding play.
No, it's weird because, like, fucking, like my relationship, like, with her, like, when we were dating, like, it was, like, to me, it was such a good relationship. And for me, it's, like, just really hard to get rid of someone when, like, you were genuinely happy with them.
Oh, I feel that so bad. Yeah. Bro.
So, like,
the shit is, like, when you do get a good relationship like that and it ends and, like, you're like you're going into other relationships and they're all just so much more different. You're like you just kind of want one like the old
yeah,
one.
Yeah, like we talked about this in the last episode. Like it's really hard to like after coming out of a fucking good ass relationship, like all you want to do is like find that personality in someone else. And it, yeah, and like the reason me and her like. Was we had such a good relationship was because I didn't have to worry about who to hang out with because I only hanged out with her. Then me and her break up and I'm like, damn, who the fuck am I going to hang out with? And that's when I met Jesse and everyone else. And literally every other relationship after that, I basically don't put any attention into them because I don't want to lose my friends. And I feel like if I put attention into them, I'm going to lose my friends, and then I'm going to lose them, and then I'm just going to be lonely. And yeah, that's basically, like I've tried it. I've, like, tried dating, like, after me and her. Like, it's just fucking impossible.
I fucking feel that so hard, bro. My first relationship was 1 year, 7 months, as you fucking remember from last night, or, like, 2 nights ago. I can't fucking remember. But like, dude, I fucking first relationship with that girl was super serious. It was really nice. I loved it. But then I had to cut it off. You know, she fucking just went for my fucking friend. And then when I broke up with her, she started crying and then said I hurt her the most in that relationship. And I'm like, bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, second relationship with this girl named and her personality, I fell in love. And it's like it's some like painful shit, bro. Because like, I know the type of relationship I want now, and I know the personality I love. And it's like with all these girls, like I'm fucking with, bro, for like however how long. It's like I can just tell off the bat that shit is just not gonna work. Like a week or two into dating, I can just kind of tell. Okay, yeah, this is not what I'm fucking looking for. But then it's painful because the girl's like caught like hardcore fucking feels, and it's like I'm just staying in that relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like with her, like I don't really talk to like much about this, especially since like we're basically strangers. Like I don't talk about this much with Jesse because like I feel like that's just like too not personal, but like it's not it's not like what we mostly talk about. So like we never get really too personal, and like when we do, we mostly make jokes about it, and like and so yeah, like it, that's why like it was very like difficult for me talking about it on the last episode. But yeah, like, and like him, her and Jesse have like the history they have because of the drama I made. Not like they haven't dated, but like when I started the drama, they like talk shit to each other and shit. Oh, and so like, she thinks that like he hates her. And like, because who knows if like this fucking school year is going to start or anything.
It's like confirmed over here. It's going to be a fucking hybrid year. You can choose to do online, but you can also choose to come into the school in small groups and learn in the school.
Lucky, bro. Man. Yeah. Like it's just really good talking to her. Cause like I know like it's every now and then like I get fucking PTSD of like what happened, but like we're it's been like 2 years, so like we've both matured and shit, and so like it kind of feels different, but it doesn't because it's still her, and like it's still her that like I have the feelings for. Yeah. Man, maybe I should include this in the episode.
Honestly, yeah, fucking include this shit. It's nice to have some real shit in a podcast.
Yeah, dude. Well, I'm gonna see if she still wants to call or not. So,
all right,
peace.
Yeah, see you,
Mike. Bye. Bye. But yeah, this has been a very interesting episode.
Highly.
We've passed the hour mark. It's pretty cool.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Damn.
And I guess we now have an episode for next week. So, if I'm not able to record with any other of the members, then I'll just post this one.
Hell yeah, bro! Oh, Pog. Yeah,
Pog. Do you want to shout out anything like your Instagram or something?
Ah, no.
Okay then.
Okay, I'll do it. Rhythm.87, rhythm as in music, and then dot as in fucking a period.
And that's rhythm, RHYTHM. So, I mean, go ahead, anyone who wants to follow him, you can follow him. Thank you for joining us this episode. Thanks to Anchor, and thank you, Canadian Lad, a.k.a. Rhythm.
Pog, bro. Thanks for having me.
No probs.